It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In Northeast Wisconsin, Lawrence University and the Trout Museum of Art are working together on a unique $38 million building project.
The two organizations are bringing together art, education, and housing in downtown Appleton.
The 120,000-square-foot project will feature the historic art museum on floor one, classrooms and offices on floor two, and dozens of apartments on floors three and four, not just for student housing.
The latest housing opportunity means renters in the Fox Cities can apply. We're learning more about the mixed-use building expected to open this fall and what it means for the future.
Lori Carter is the president of Lawrence University. Lori, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, and good morning to you.
Well, what caught our eye about this project is it seems kind of outside the box, a little different sort of thing for a university doing. Can you give us the origin story of this collaboration with the Trout Museum of Art?
Well, Lawrence is, an important part of the Appleton community, as is the Trout Museum of Art. We were both in need of additional space, and it made sense for us to partner together on this project that really speaks to Lawrence's relationship with the community and Trout's place in the community. We are also, as an institution, looking at ways to more deeply connect our students, not just with the community, but with life after Lawrence. And so the opportunity to partner with a community organization that will allow our students internship, job shadowing, and mentoring opportunities made sense.
And then the housing part of this is interesting. Pretty common for universities to build student housing. Well, this is not just a student housing thing. What went into that component of this plan?
Well, Lawrence is, we have a growth plan for our student population, but we also needed new academic space. And so to help us achieve our goal of developing this space, we created a revenue stream to support the functioning of the building. And so the apartments on the top two floors are really a revenue stream for us while we're getting the building up and running and growing our enrollment.
And as part of the Appleton community, you know, communities around the state dealing with issues of housing availability, workforce housing, things like that, was that part of your conversation with the wider Appleton community in developing this?
Absolutely. We studied the housing needs in our community, particularly in the downtown area where there is a real desire for folks to live downtown. And as an institution that cares about our community, and in thinking about the project, we thought, what better way for us to make contributions, not just in supporting our relationship with Trout, but also in building housing, which will serve a real need for our community.
Can you talk about the funding? A lot of times, you know, a commercial developer will look for some kind of tax incremental financing or some kind of public support. A lot of fundraising was involved in this by Lawrence and by the Trout Museum. What ends up paying for all of this?
Absolutely. Fundraising was a key component of this. So both Lawrence and Trout have been fundraising for the project. Lawrence was gifted with a $10 million gift, which seeded the project for us, and Trout contributed their portion. And as I said, the apartments on the top two floors will be a continuous revenue stream for us. So the funding was sort of mixed use, just the way the building is.
And as I mentioned, this seemed to us here at Wisconsin Today to be unique. Did you have models of other universities around the country doing similar things, or were you kind of inventing something new here?
Well, I'm not inventing something new. I was involved in a project of this type in 1990 in Lincoln Center, where several institutions got together and created office space for themselves as well as other artistic space. And there were apartments connected to it. So it's a model I knew and saw work very effectively, and it is still working effectively today.
We're talking to Lori Carter, president of Lawrence University. They're partnering with the Trout Museum of Art in Appleton on a new facility. It'll be a new house for the art museum, a classroom and office space for the university, and housing on the top two floors. Lori, what is the timeline now? Construction is well underway, it sounds like.
Construction is underway, and we will move into the building in time for our fall term. Our faculty is very excited about the opportunity for the academic programming that will occur in this building. Trout will move in, I believe, a couple of months before us, but the building is on schedule. It's actually ahead of schedule. And we are really looking forward to taking possession of it and putting it to use in a way the community can really benefit.
I want to key in on something you mentioned earlier, that you're looking for enrollment growth at Lawrence University. Now, we've talked on the show about the challenges facing small and mid-sized universities, public and private, often declining enrollment, demographics, meaning, hey, there are just fewer traditional college-age people coming down the pipeline. How are you at Lawrence looking to deal with that?
Well, this is part of how we're dealing with it. We are really looking at every aspect of the university. And we're listening to the public discourse about higher education, and Lawrence is responding to that. We are a liberal arts institution, and we are committed to the liberal arts. We also understand that students need to understand how to use that liberal arts toolkit in a way that speaks to their life after Lawrence. And so, this West Campus project, as well as another project that we opened earlier this year, are really a part of that, deepening our connections with the community so students understand, while they're students, how to use the skills they're learning at Lawrence in the workplace. It's a really exciting opportunity for us, and it speaks to the needs of our community, really developing the workforce with the students that are here. Connecting the students with the community so they know how to be good citizens, and having them understand that a liberal arts education is very meaningful.
How do you reach out to the community and other organizations to try to build those connections and to gain an understanding of what's needed and how to connect your students to the needs of the community?
Well, Lawrence University is a steward of place. We understand that that Appleton and Lawrence are interdependent. So we have many members of our community who are deeply engaged with community organizations and businesses. I do a lot of that work myself. We ask the community what it needs of us, and we try to fill that need. And we do it in a way that also helps our students understand how to use their education in the future. So for us, it's a win-win situation. It's very exciting to be a part of a community that really embraces the university and the way we are educating our students. Our students are going out into the world and they are leading in tremendous ways. And these collaborations are really reinforcing our ability to continue to send Laurentians out and change the world.
Now, when people think of the college experience, they might think of, okay, that new high school graduate. They go to school for 4 years, they graduate. I know down the street from you at UW Green Bay, we've heard, they're focusing on getting high school students and having classes for them and reaching out to people later in life and later in their careers to gain a different kind of university experience. Is that part of your equation there at Lawrence as well?
We are certainly working with high schools in the region. We are developing special summer programs that will allow students to have a Lawrence experience during the summer and really get to know what it means to be on a college campus. This fall, we piloted a program called Lawrence at Night, which is an adult learning program that we intend to grow and once again meet the needs of our community and the things they are looking for from an institution that is so important to uplifting the entire community.
Now, as I mentioned, comparable campuses around the state, around the country, are dealing with the same issues you are there at Lawrence. If you could give advice to people in similar institutions, what would you suggest to them if they're not as far along as you are in making those community connections?
I would tell them to understand that they are a steward of place. And what that means is that you can't exist in isolation within your community. Get to know the community, deepen ties with the community, know what they need from you, and respond to that. while you're responding to the public discourse about higher education. A four-year degree is valuable. The research has stated that for decades. We know that people with a degree will have a different earning potential over the course of their life. But life is not just about money. It's also about connecting. It is about giving back. It is about being part of a community and serving that community in a way that allows it to serve others.
Bringing things back around to this project now with the Trout Museum, with Lawrence, and with housing. A year or two from now, what does success look like for you? What was going to make you say, yes, this is a great investment, it's paying off?
Success looks like our students connecting with the Trout Museum of Art in ways that inform their education. The Trout feeling as though the collaboration is really helping their organization grow and develop. And our academic space being fully activated with learning and innovation in ways that speak to the future.
And what's your message to maybe other institutions, other community groups in Appleton and the neighboring Fox Cities area on ways they could partner with you at Lawrence?
We are always open to exploring partnerships that will elevate the community and help inform our students about the future. So if anyone is interested in connecting with us, feel free to reach out. Conversations are happening all of the time, and I can tell you this is a very exciting time for Lawrence and for the community because the connections are deepening on a daily basis. So
Lori.
please let us know.
Lori, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Lori Carter, president of Lawrence University, a private institution, liberal arts college, famous conservatory of music in Appleton, talking about a new collaboration project with the Trout Museum of Art in Appleton.